Welcome back to Just Yappin', the podcast where we're just yapping. I'm your host, Jace Bro. Our producer today is Leo.
Hello.
And we have a new co-host. His name's Bryant.
Hello there, everybody. My name is Bryant. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day.
Dude, it's been a haul to get here. But we are here. That is great.
Agreed.
So, what got you, and we'll get straight started. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, what got you into radio?
What got me to radio? Well, I was just interested because my dad actually has this, he had his own radio station, and he actually, he's into technology and computers and that sort of thing. So I kind of just followed in his footsteps, and I was interested in this radio broadcasting class.
Solid.
Yeah.
What about you, Leo? What got you into...
Well, what got me into it was mainly just the interest of machinery and doing some things like this dashboard that I'm working with.
Yeah, I understand. And for me, it was really just proving myself that I belong somewhere other than sports. So that's why I'm here. And I feel like I've done pretty good. I mean, so what's like your guys' favorite sport?
I say my favorite sport is, I don't know, I'd probably say soccer. It's soccer. Pretty interesting, yeah. Nice. And basketball.
Basketball, you watched the Serbia game last night?
Sadly, I didn't get to see the game because I had to work, but I heard it was pretty good.
It was a great game. Chef Curry's chefing it up in the court. Not in the court. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not going to lie. But he had like 20-some points. It was crazy. Ended up pulling out the win. Team USA, now they're going for gold. What about you, Leo? What's your favorite sport?
I don't really care to watch sports. So I typically like to play them when I have time to. So it'd be soccer for that matter.
Soccer.
Or just Europe football.
So do you consider karate a sport?
No. I consider that a... defensive martial arts, kind of like boxing can be.
So here's another question. Is the UFC a sport? Is boxing a sport? Because sports get put in the Olympics, and now those boxing for sure is in the Olympics. I don't know about you, MMA.
Well, in my opinion of it, comes down to the individual thing. Boxing, from the ground up, it was designed to be a sport along with self-defense. Yes. So... I consider boxing to work for that.
I got a real question for you, though. Are you Cobra Kai or Miyagi-Do?
No.
Neither? You don't know the way of the fist?
No. Oh, well.
Cobra Kai, all the way. First, strike hard, no mercy, sir. That's how I live.
All the way.
I just work for defensive matters when it comes to my practice of martial arts. Yeah, fun fact, people who are listening. I study martial arts.
Oh, that's awesome.
But for me, it was mainly just like, okay, if I ever need to like defend myself or get in a scrap, I know how to defend.
Yeah, you get in a straight brawl.
Yeah.
Talking about urbanology.
Knock them right out.
Yeah, and just hit them with a spinning heel kick.
If you could survive being punched in the face... then I don't think your opponent has a good chance at beating you.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I prioritize that.
I got stomped once. That was kind of funny.
Exactly. I totally agree with you.
And one of our buddies out in the lobby, I don't know what he's doing, but I think he's confused that I do martial arts. So.
Anyways.
What about you? What's your thoughts on Olympics?
I think the Olympics. I don't think they're not what it used to be. You know what I'm saying?
I honestly think it's better. Skateboarding should have been in the Olympics way before curling. Hot take.
Really?
Hot take.
Really?
What?
I don't think the Olympics were as good as it used to be, but also I don't know what the topic Survive is about, but anyways, but I don't know. I don't think it was as good as it used to be, just because everyone can't go again. Like it was common people that could be in the Olympics, but now it's all these famous people that are in the Olympics. You know what I'm saying?
It's always been like that in basketball, though.
I don't know. I just feel like it's not.
At least for Team USA, it was always the dream team.
All right.
Like Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, yeah. Magic Johnson, and now it's this version
mm-hmm.
that is kind of carrying, in a sense, of the Olympics, and now they're going for gold, and I feel like they have a really good shot at winning it because they have one of the best teams that's ever been created.
Yeah, true.
Like we have Aston saying right now, 5-0. That's crazy. Like, that's insane. We're going for the fifth straight. But how do you feel about, you asked a good question.
How do you feel about, your accomplishments for this school year?
This school year, dude, it's two days in, and I already can tell I'm not going to get as much done as I did last year. I got 17 classes done last year, and I'm going for probably 8 this year, so not excited about that, but it's okay.
I totally agree. This school year has started off pretty definitely differently than the other years. I feel like it started off very early. Yeah. And also just with the construction with all the schools around in general, it's just been a havoc.
Yeah. But, and like you were talking off air, the phone thing is throwing people through a loop. I don't really want to dive into it too much because it doesn't personally affect me, but I know it affects you guys heavily, that the phones, you guys can't be on your phones. I mean, the only reason I use my phones for music and class and to text my mom and work, but exactly. I understand people that have like actual friends online, like you, Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
you can't talk to them during the school day, and that kind of sucks. And exactly. I understand how you guys feel because I was in that position at a point where I felt like I had to talk during the school day. But once I kind of lost some of my friends due to stuff, I just didn't anymore. And, yeah. What are your thoughts, Leo, on the whole phone thing?
It really comes down to a use-by-use basis. So if it's something like, you're just playing video games on your phone?
Yeah.
Then obviously that shouldn't be happening. But if it's something like, oh no, my mom just went to the hospital because of like a heart attack.
Exactly. Without
reason.
Yeah.
But or again, case by case basis.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's only completely used for the wrong reasons most of the time. Like if people just used it when they needed to, this would not be a thing. But kids tried to run the system down, and they just straight. But that's just my opinion. I feel like if we would have just used it for what we were supposed to use it for, it would be good. Like even social media in a good way, like posting about the radio class, posting exactly. about the school, all that stuff, not posting about, oh my gosh, look at what blank did because of blank, and it's like,
oh, like look at this fight, or look yeah, at this, yeah.
It's like, nobody really cares. Exactly. In a year, that stuff won't matter.
Exactly. And also, it's, I know that when I went to Brownsburg, all their phones, their cell phones have this lockdown button on them. So, in every classroom, they can hit this button and it locks down the entire building, notifies the police and everything. And I think that would be a really good thing to have on all the phones in every school in America. That's how I feel generally. But also about this phone thing, I feel that we do need this law because it has been proven by analytics that, you know, we spend average teenagers spend an average of over 8 hours a day on social media, and I feel like that's a whole school day that could be used for learning and just generally learning about what you want to do and what you're about your life. But yeah,
my question on it is that analytics of 8 hours, is it during the school year or is it during the summer?
It was just in general.
Over the span of the school year.
Summer.
Okay, that was my main thought was over the some span people of the year. Might think, is that over the year or summer?
So, obviously skateboarding in 2020 made it into the Olympics.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean.
That's awesome.
That's I expect that.
Insane. Finally, right?
Yeah.
Jeez. Like Tony Hart. Tony Hawk really tried hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He should be in the Olympics. Imagine that dude.
But I feel like Nyjah Houston, greatest skateboarder of all time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion, though. He's the best to ever do it. He looks nothing like a skater kid, but that's what makes him unique, and he rocks it. So, you know, hey, if I see him do an ollie to nose grind down the freaking rail, I'm rooting for it. I'm not going to lie. If you can do that, that's super awesome. Impressive.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been the most fascinated about skateboarding in terms of it being a sport.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you guys are saying all these fancy things, like, ollies. I'm like, what? All I know is that you just go fast.
Just go fast.
So, an ollie pretty much is when you lift the skateboard off of the ground and you land back on it.
Yeah.
So, like, a wheelie?
No, like, you get all wheels off the ground.
Okay.
It's like you jump and kick it, and it will do like this.
Huh.
I just showed him a hand motion of what it looks like, by the way, guys. So, sorry you guys couldn't see that, but it's okay.
Well, I'm just real bad with visual sports, ranging from, like, football.
American football should be in the Olympics. The fact that that is not in the Olympics makes me very upset. I about said a word, but I can't say that word. It makes me very upset.
For me, I feel like the main reason why they have not added in the football is because it just conflicted with Europe word of football, it being soccer.
We can just call it American football, though.
Yeah. You know how some people get American cranky football. About sports.
Yeah. What about breakdancing?
That would be fire.
It is in the Olympics.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So you got people spinning on their heads, busting a move to some weird song, trying to one-up each other for a gold medal. You know how cool that is?
Wouldn't that be very biased?
Actually, no. They have some of the most unbiased judges, I feel like. They just need to get three randos off the street and be like, yo, judge us.
Yeah, like the three worst people when it comes to, like, identifying something relevant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But teach them a little about, like, what moves are. Exactly. But don't let them meet any of the breakdancers. And then, bam, it's easy.
Yeah. It just feels like one of the sports comparative to, like, the 100-mile run, like 100-feet dash.
It's 100-meter.
As you see there, I'm bad with sports.
Y'all ever been to any concerts recently?
I actually went to the Kid Laroi's concert over the summer. That was a blast. We talked about it on one of the shows, actually.
It's fire.
Yeah, it was July 2nd.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I saw two of my favorite artists ever, Glaive and the Kid Laroi. Cried, not gonna lie. Got in my feels, but that's okay.
That's what's up. Wow. What do you call it? I haven't been to any concerts personally, but I know that there's a Billie Eilish concert going on in Baltimore in October. So I was looking into that. But I don't know. But what about you? Have you been to any concerts, Liam?
I have not personally, but I've been. One of my family members actually goes to a convention. Some of you might have heard it, Gen Con, the biggest and card convention.
I was actually I was working at Steak and Shake, and I was actually wondering what was that? What's that convention about?
You get artists, you get like card game creators. And they all
board games.
Yeah, board games. They all just set up shop in one area, and people book this convention all the way into like next year.
Like, yeah, it's like the Super Bowl for nerds. It's crazy. Really?
Yeah, like, if you want to go there and get, like, a hotel, you're going to have to book in, like, 2027.
Can you tell me, what's the difference between Comic-Con and Gen Con?
There's more artists, I think.
Well, and at Comic-Con, I can say personally, it's more like superhero.
Yeah, that.
And Gen Con is more like fantasy board games kind of stuff. And card games like Pokemon, Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh, Uno. I'm pretty sure there was a guy that had Uno there, I've heard. But, yeah.
Yeah. Like, one of my family members goes out there every year to sell his own art.
Oh, that's awesome.
In Artist Alley?
Yeah. That's like, sick. Like, this year, he made, like, $10,000 plus.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
In 4 days.
That's awesome.
At Gen Con or Comic Con?
Gen Con.
Dang.
It's his Gen Con's biggest, like seller.
I gotta check that out next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts at the same time that, like, this program of radio broadcasting and everything else.
Yeah.
And some schools here. Like, if you go to Tri-West, starts, like, one day before school starts.
Oh, that's awesome.
So...
Yeah,
like you'll see so many different things, ranging from Cthulhu-themed art to magic, as some people said. So,
glad to know I'm some people.
Well,
dude, magic is so much fun. I need to actually get back into that. That was probably the most fun I've ever had playing a card game.
I agree.
Because you have to be so strategic. It's insane. And you have to, it's almost like chess, but in a card game. Like, you have to think, like, four moves ahead. Which I struggle with doing that. That's why I play the easiest difficulty when I play chess on my phone. But that's not the point.
I don't even know how to play chess, so at least you know how to play chess.
Yeah, I got second place in my third grade tournament. Not to flex or anything, guys, but I got second place.
Wow.
The guy that beat me still in chess club to this day. So I would like to say I was the best kid that had no clue what he was doing. And not to gloat or anything, but second place... That's a silver medal. Just saying. Silver medal,
yeah.
There's one card game that I feel like kind of captures that same essence from Magic.
What is it?
It's called Flesh and Blood.
Never heard of that.
It's a very, like, not as popular card game in comparison to, like, Pokemon or Magic the Gathering.
Nice.
Where you have your hero, and they have, instead of, like, Magic, where you have to slowly build up to your strongest point, you start at your strongest.
That's actually kind of cool.
You have all your strongest gear on. You've got your bows, you got your swords and shields. And you just, like, you have to hope that you can whittle down your opponent in whatever method your hero does best.
Yeah.
Like, I play a ranger hero, which means I specialize in traps, bows, and arrows.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, I'll be hitting people with, like, rot or... like slowing effects or weapon damage decrease. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, do you build start at the top and manage your way or do you like
run your way down?
Yeah.
You try to like slow down the amount of incoming damage to you.
Yeah.
As there are two formats, Blitz and Standard.
What's Blitz?
Blitz is the one I play. Where it's like a 30-minute game.
Yeah, it's faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
And you have less HP.
Yeah.
Like, my character only has like 30 HP. Some people only have 20.
Oh, wow. You got a beefy character.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I'd be playing. I'd play with the beefster.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually an archetype called Brawler.
Oh, Brawler. I got you.
Which is like even chunkier, basically.
Chunky.
But like, if you play a card and I want to block it, I'll play a card that that does enough damage to counteract your card.
Oh, wow.
Which starts a chain action where we could just keep chaining things together.
Until you just make a whole giant one big chain?
Yeah.
Really?
Until like...
Interesting.
Like as a ranger, you're typically on the defensive more often with those kind of chains.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
So my question is this your favorite thing to do outside of school is play card games?
Not Flesh and Blood because there's only, like, one other person I can play it with.
Ah.
So, but, like, Magic, and I'm trying to get into Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh is fun. It's just, there's so much going on all the time.
And the exactly. numbers are so huge.
They are. It's like you start with like 18, I think.
I thought it was like 80,000 or something HP.
Yeah, it's 80,000 and you work your way down.
Yeah, it's... I like Magic's 20.
Yeah, 20's so easy compared to Yu-Gi-Oh!
What do you think your favorite restaurant is outside of, what do you think, around this town in the Avon? What do you think?
I typically go to Brownsburg. Or,
yeah. He's closer to Brownsburg
yeah.
than Avon.
Yeah.
But, or like,
in this Indiana in general, where do you think would be the best restaurant?
For pizza? Uh-huh. Papa John's.
That is a hot take. Pizza King is way superior.
Bro. Come on, bro. Pizza Hut on top.
My family.
You eat Pizza Hut in 2024. That is foul.
What? Oh, wow.
My family likes the takeout and just likes the crunch okay. crust.
Hey, I have a question. Does your Pizza Hut have a salad bar?
Wait, what? There's a salad bar?
Some
See,
do.
He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know that even Pizza know Hut had a salad bar.
What?
Pizza Hut was notorious for their salad bar. And guess what? When COVID happened, they took that away.
That's crazy. Well,
that actually kind of does make sense a bit, just health reasons. Yeah,
but I went to a Chicago's in Martinsville, and they had a salad bar, and I was on a work. I was doing work, uh-huh. and I was like, yo, let's stop here. I want to see if they have a salad bar. He said, aight. And there was a salad bar. I ate, like, 3 salads. I'm not going to lie. I was so happy. And my salads are literally lettuce, peppers, cheese, and ranch.
Oh, wow. That's
so
awesome.
It's like... that big, they're getting a visual, and it's I ate like 3 of those, and I was so happy, bro.
For that me, awesome. My salads are like, you got your lettuce, you got your tomatoes, you got a sliced hard-boiled egg.
You put hard-boiled eggs on your salad?
Yes, sir.
They taste good.
That yes, is sir. Crazy.
That's what you do.
Sometimes, if I'm feeling spicy.
And don't forget the ranch. Come on now, guys.
Yeah, I do put the ranch.
Yes, sir.
I do get some, like, maybe.
Get
if
the
I'm
red tomatoes.
Get some... yeah.
Yes,
you guys
sir.
Are foul. Tomatoes on
yeah,
a
you
salad.
Love tomatoes, man. Come on, man.
Sometimes I might even put like
green peppers.
I might put
onions.
Like a part of a
yes, sir.
Slice of toast bread.
Okay, yes, sir. I like that.
And then put the ranch on top. Oof. And then mix it all around so it all gets
Y'all
the ranch.
Are crazy.
That's awesome, bro.
Hard boiled egg on a salad is foul. That is that is crazy.
Bro,
work.
Imagine we made that sunny side up. what would that taste like?
I'm not the biggest fan of, like, eggs in
eggs,
a pan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why you eat them hard-boiled on salad, I guess. My God.
That's my guy.
It's mainly just, I don't like the edge of an egg because it just tastes too papery.
Okay, what is the worst pizza?
The worst pizza.
I know my olives. Answer. No, like, what is the worst pizza company?
Oh.
Olives is definitely the worst
I got
topping.
My answer. That's where I used to work.
Was okay, so he has Caesar's? Personal bias.
Nope. It's a surprise. But who wants to start off?
He's probably going to say, like, the Nada.
The Nada.
I don't even know what that
no.
is. I don't even know if that's spicy.
Let's see, Chase, what do you think?
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut? Oh, wow.
That is the
you
worst.
Just go directly at me, bro.
That is the worst pizza place. I think their sauce is terrible.
What?
Their pies are not right. Yeah. Okay, hang on. Let's... Bryson, you're in.
All right, Bryson.
Okay, I would like to say this. Just jump in real quick. My name is Bryson. Little Caesars is the taste of it
Marco's
is a little
pizza.
Off. But I'll say this about Little Caesars. You cannot beat the price of Little Caesars. That's all
you
I wanted
cannot.
To say. That's all I wanted to say, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Little Caesars literally has the best prices for what you get. Like, Domino's cannot compete.
Wow.
Nowhere else can compete with the prices really? And the quality you get.
Okay.
I feel like it's actually not that bad. It tastes a little funky at first, but once you get used to it, you get used to it.
Yeah.
Chicago's has the best cheese. That's just hands down.
I have no opinion. Can't really mess up pizza easily.
Okay, Liam. Interesting.
That's
unless you
that's
put
crazy.
Like anchovies on it, then
okay,
you
yeah.
Up.
I mean, olives and anchovies
or mayonnaise.
Okay, real question: does pineapple deserve to be on a pizza?
Yes,
with ham.
Yes, 100%. Yes, 150%.
I might walk out.
I'm gonna put. I'm gonna put.
Crazy.
I'm gonna split up an entire pineapple and put it all over my pizza.
Yeah, we just buy the actual pineapple and we just cut it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, Liam. That's what we're gonna do.
And then we get like a block of ham and slice it up. put on the pizza?
In my opinion, I would say my first job where I used to work at was Chuck E. Cheese. Their pizza, it's good, but how they handled it when I worked there and we got busy, it's just they had the pizza all over the shelves. They had it like on top of boxes that were on the floor. It was just unsanitary. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't even really consider Chuck E. Cheese a pizza place.
Exactly. Exactly. It's that place, it's more of a crazy place where you just drop off your kids and the parents just, what do you call it?
Leave?
No, basically the parents, what they do is I'll go around the parking lot and I'll see like shot glasses in the parking lot. So they get shots and they'll come in the Chuck E. Cheese and they'll buy some beers and then they'll just get totally drunk and just let their kids run around and then we babysit their kids while we work, I guess. So... yeah, it's for all just $11 an hour, guys. $11 an hour.
I make 10, so that's better than what I make, so I'll do it.
I've got a question about when you worked at Chuck E. Cheese. Did you guys recycle pizzas?
Recycle pizzas? No, we never recycled pizzas, but we just kept making them. And then, like, we just made too many at once, and then we would just start putting them everywhere, all over the kitchen. It's weird. It's a weird system they got going on back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've heard people, like, make complaints to their Chuck E. Cheese that, like, they'd find, like, one slice of cheese.
I suggest people, they just go to Dave & Buster's. It's way more calm, way more chill, and way more fun.
Never been to Dave & Buster's.
You've never been to Dave & Buster's. It's like the adult Chuck E. Cheese, man. It's like, but there's no kids.
Dude, I have, so, like, nobody to take me, so why would I go?
There's no little kids. You know what I'm saying?
There's no little Timmy over here wanting to play on your phone.
Yeah. But anyways, guys. I hope y'all days has been going well. What are your plans, Liam, for this school year?
Liam? Excuse me?
Leo.
I'm sorry, Leo.
It's fine. People think I'm Leonardo. But no.
DiCaprio.
But, yeah, DiCaprio.
Like, one of my best friends thought for, like, all 7 years I've known him, that my full name was Leonardo, but I always went by Leo. So I had to tell him last year, on my legal ID, it's just Leo. And he was completely baffled.
Bro, but was shocked. He was
flabbergasted.
That's what I was looking for. He was flabbergasted.
But you're flabbergasted. I'm trying to find the word flabbergasted.
Yeah, for real. I mean, that's cool. Leo fits you, I think. Yeah. I haven't really ever met a Leo before, so, and you're pretty unique, so that fits.
But back to your question, I don't really have any plans. I'm going to have to make some preparations for my upcoming podcast for every Wednesday here.
Talk about it. Hit us with it. What is it?
What's the podcast, my man?
Herbs of the Cards.
What's it about?
I bring on one or two guests at a time, depending on how I can organize it, where we just play cards and kind of do what we're doing here with just yapping, but do plants as like a main core subject. So that's the main thing.
Can you get bashed in some Monopoly by me?
Perhaps.
Okay, deal.
Plants are definitely interesting, and, you know, we don't get a lot of time to learn about them. And, you know what I'm saying? We just look at them and we're like, oh, that's beautiful. We don't know really the science behind it or, you know what I'm saying? A great idea, man. We need that podcast.
I think it's cool. I don't know crap about plants. I'm not going to lie.
Exactly. That's why we need to be educated by you, Leo. About plants.
That'll be your show then, Brian, because I don't think I can sit and learn about plants. I'll get so involved in Monopoly. Like, I'll be playing and be like, yo, I have an apartment there. Yo, I have an apartment there. Like, bro.
I got an apartment there.
What are you doing? Give me your money. Come on.
I only have $200. Oh, no. I can't pay for a Gen Con hotel. Oh, no.
Gen Con hotel.
Dude, those?
They're like $1,000+ for like the cheap hotels. I specified cheap.
Well, that's probably around Indianapolis.
That's in Brownsburg and Avon.
Really?
Yes.
Dang. I was looking for concert tickets the other day, and there was like $300-$400.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. But if we go back to 2015, it'd be like $200-$300. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like back 200.
That's what we call inflation, which we're not going to get into, but crazy, because we can't talk about it, really. Yeah. But, dude, inflation is kind of crazy. But anyways, I think the concert ticket I paid were 180 a piece.
What?
And how many did you buy?
Two. For 180? That's a good price.
It was 90 a piece, actually. Because what? It was a smaller amphitheater. It was White River Amphitheater in Indianapolis. Hopefully you guys know where that's at. It's right across from the NCAA Museum.
That's crazy.
And it was 90. I think we paid like 210 in total with taxes and everything.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I am not somebody who's very good at, like, saving money. The only time I ever really saved money, personally, from doing something before I got a job, was saving up money for my birthday money, Christmas, mm-hmm. doing random chores. I got $1,000 PC.
Ooh.
I can barely run modded Minecraft. Because that's just how powerful that game can be.
Yeah, man.
Do you play Dress to Impress on Roblox?
No, I don't play Roblox. Oh, I think that's for like 5-year-olds.
Oh.
Dang.
That program.
Dang, son.
I played like Warhammer, like Total Warhammer 3.
I've heard Warhammer's fun.
Oh, you've got like 2 levels of gameplay. Running a 20 units worth of armies.
Yeah.
I've never tried cities. Bethesda games like Fallout or Skyrim.
I played Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
I do recommend that game. The Ragdolls. They do be funny.
They do be funny, bro.
They do be funny.
They do be.
Exactly.
Dude, the wizard build, I think they're wizards, right? In Skyrim, they're wizards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'd be running. I'd be running wizard.
Run an orc build with, like, a wormhole.
Yes.
From, like, the very start of the game, I, like, just 3-hit anything because I did. Just only go.
I remember elf. My first Skyrim character was an ogre named Beast Boy from Teen Titans.
That's funny.
No, but he's not like an ogre. That. He's just a small green dude.
Small green dude.
So you tried to make him as short as possible?
No, he was like 6 foot something, probably. I just didn't know what I was doing there.
6 foot?
At least 6 foot. Probably like 6'4", 6'5". He was like the height of Shrek compared to Donkey, so you know.
Dang.
Like you're just punching something because you just don't know how to equip your weapon. From your inventory, so you just punch something.
So I played that game on PC. And you know so people that play Skyrim will know what I'm talking about for sure. The first, like, cave you walk into when the big spider drops down.
Yeah.
Okay, I have arachnophobia. I'm like, I'm terrified of spiders.
Oh, man.
Except if they're, like, really small. But once they get, like, a quarter size, I'm out of there.
That giant spider, and then you just see it shoots the giant spider web at you.
Yes.
And you got the man screaming on the floor.
Yeah, I fell out of the chair I was playing in. I was terrified, and my uncle was with me. He's like, "Do you need to change your pants?" I'm like,
I might need to change.
I'm good, but I'll remember next time, my next playthrough that we go through that. But now when I play, it's kind of like, that's there. But
yeah.
You know, with everything going on, you know, in the world, what do y'all think? Where would y'all travel if y'all had one place you could go? Where would y'all travel in the world?
Japan.
I totally agree, man. Tokyo to Japan.
Yep.
For me, when it comes to travel, it's not really the destination I care about. It's more of like
the adventure to get there.
Yeah, like.
Exactly.
I've heard stories of people who go from one side of the country and just walk.
All the way, yeah.
To like California from like Maine,
yeah,
and those people are insane. I want to do something somewhere.
They're hashtag built different,
yeah, and like walking for marathons and walking like state lines. I see that, I know what you're talking about, man. It's awesome,
dude.
Yeah,
I'm never doing that.
I don't know how they do that,
yeah, no,
like from just for a comparison, like time wise, from North Salem, the time and if you went to walk to Area 31 in Ben Davis, that's a 9.5-hour walk.
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
They're
big chilling. Walking half across the entire country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Light work.
Within one state, and that's like within like 2 counties, which is really intimidating when you think about it.
Exactly.
Crossing the highway.
And it's just like when you think about it, we could, what do you call it? We all used to just, walk to things. Everything used to be so close, but now You know, you have to drive everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you sound like an old head right now?
Why that's like an old head? Because
you're not that old. You're like a year older than me, barely.
Okay. Okay. I just like living in the past, okay?
So if you would go back to the time, what time would you go back to?
I would go back to the 1970s, 1980s. That's when I would go back to.
For me, it'd be like the 1500s.
Oh, yeah, man.
Because, like...
Take it back.
Because we know
Let's
where...
just go back to dinosaur age.
No.
I don't want to get nuked by an asteroid. No, thank you. But...
I think the 80s and 90s were peak, but I like the time I live in right now.
Exactly.
For me, if I had to go back in time, I'd go back in the 1500s and just take a boat to the American. Because nobody knows where that
I
is.
I like it.
I like that idea, man.
Only, like the Vikings knew where that place was. But I don't trust the naming convention with Iceland and Greenland.
Yeah.
Fun fact about that. Those... For a war, they named those two places different to throw people off.
It's crazy, man.
But now it's just
Did y'all know,
stuck it.
With the two lanterns, if, what do you call it? With George Washington, if he didn't put out the right lantern, we would never have America. We would never be united. Did y'all know that?
Crazy.
Crazy. It's craziness, yeah.
Well... I don't know anything about history, really, because I never paid attention in that class.
Well, I've got a U.S. history class. I'm going to bring my assignments and ask you.
No.
Yes, sir.
I actually did a lot of U.S. history, so I know stuff about the U.S. I just don't know about, like, not a lot. But
I understand.
Yeah, I don't like that class.
Right now, I'm
like
taking it. U.S. government, and it's pretty confusing. It's just talking about the government and what's all involved in the government, and I didn't know a government could be a whole class.
Yeah, it can, because there's a lot of versions of government. There's a lot of branches. And
yeah,
exactly.
I took government last year on the computer, and I was just...
amazed.
I did mornings last year, so I was, like, half awake through the entire thing, so...
Oh, wow. Well.
By the time I fully woke up, it was lunchtime, and I left for the day, so...
That's one thing. Like, my school, when we went into quarantine, and they didn't do a lot of Zoom calls, so... You wouldn't really know if they were asleep or not. They would just send out the assignments that day, and if you didn't get done, you just didn't get done. But
they passed everyone, so it didn't matter.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Nobody got held back during COVID.
Interesting.
Yeah.
For me, right before the whole COVID thing happened, one of my, like, I think history class, we were doing, like, a little marshmallow catapult project where we'd make little paper boxes to make a fort.
Dude, you were in sixth grade. We were in sixth grade, except for you. That's crazy. You were in seventh grade. You hold that L. But
and I was
in Brownsburg.
And I was the guy who got all the like popsicle sticks to make the catapult and a ton of the blocks.
Oh wow!
Then COVID happened. I didn't know what to do with it all because I had to take it home.
That's awesome.
So I had to give it to my mom because she's an art teacher. I'm like. Here, I'm not gonna use this.
Oh, that's cool.
So, don't know what happened. We also had peeps. Again, don't know what happened to those.
What do y'all think console-wise superior? What?
I don't even play video games like that, so I have no take. I think probably it depends on the game.
Depends on the game. Yeah, exactly.
Probably has better exclusives, like Spider-Man, but other than that, yeah, I play Xbox because they're cheaper. But
for me, if I can play the game I want to play, it's good.
I personally think that Xbox has been on the decline, and I think that if PlayStation can just buy out Xbox and we could just all have all the exclusives all in one, it'd be great. A great idea.
Well,
what do y'all
Xbox
think about that?
Has the Call of Duty exclusive right now. Well, PlayStation still has them, but if you have Game Pass, you can get Call of Duty for free.
Oh, okay, so, okay.
Well, they also have the backing of Microsoft.
Minecraft, baby.
Minecraft.
Roblox.
Which I think also owns, like, Google or something, or as a part of Google.
Yeah, Google, yeah.
And that's, like, the biggest browsing website.
Yeah.
Fun fact, I think, like, a couple years ago, like, 2022... it got sued for having a monopoly. and browsers.
Firefox is a little better.
That's crazy. You what? Put pineapple on your pizza and you're sitting here with a stone cold face saying Firefox is better than Google.
Yep. Firefox all the way.
I'm more of an Opera. I'm kidding. I'm not Opera GX. That's Opera GX. I clown Opera GX. They got the biggest names to promote their company.
Yeah.
Just work from the ground up like everyone else. But anyways, Google is better.
Okay.
I just don't like how much resources it takes when I'm playing something within the background.
I agree. Like, you could be playing a game and then you have like 20, 30 tabs open on Google because
that's crazy.
Love to do that. I'll have, basically, I like Firefox because I could have 10 tabs open, then I can have another window, 5 more tabs.
You can do that on window. Google, though.
No, but it takes up your CPU usage, you know?
That sucks. Get a better computer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I spent $1,000.
Well, and that, Leo, you're fine.
And I don't like using Google because it does that.
Yeah.
But then again,
I only have 4 tabs open at all times.
I just don't like it.
I get a little overwhelmed.
I mean, I say that when I play my Warhammer game, I'm getting like 1 frame a second. So, I mean, I can't complain.
Oh, okay.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
While trying to dodge like somebody fireballing my soldiers.
That's funny.
So, Leo, I don't think I heard your opinion. Where would you go in the world if you could go anywhere?
He said it was more of an adventure thing than anywhere.
Oh, anywhere?
Yeah. Are you
I don't have a specific place.
No permanent end destination.
Where would you want to start, and what's this journey looking like?
Start somewhere like Colorado, travel up to like some place in like Canada, then get a boat, sail. Then
do you want a boat?
Okay, I see you, man. You want to go to the North Pole or something?
Then go to like Europe. Then just travel Europe based on wherever I am.
That sounds awesome, man. That sounds really cool. I wish you luck on that journey, man.
And not using a single car.
Not using a single car.
You're going to karate your way through the world?
I'm just going to walk.
Okay.
Just going to walk.
Spinning heel kick on everyone. Yeah.
Easy.
I just remembered something. I saw this one video of some guy going at like 80 miles an hour on a skateboard.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, like on a highway.
Yeah.
Just going 80 miles an hour on that.
They do that. There's a certain board for it.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks very cool.
It's actually a competitive sport.
But my really?
Yeah, you go down the board, you go down the mountain, and you like slide and around the curves.
Oh,
really cool.
That sounds really cool, yeah.
This is like...
And you wear gloves so you can slide.
Okay.
That's cool.
I'm talking in like the... I'm out here and who knows where on a random road going 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Sorry for anybody who doesn't know what miles an hour are. Who might be listening.
Kilometers. Per hour.
If you're in France, you might be baguettes for something. Who knows?
Baguettes.
baguettes. English.
I would love to go to Paris. That'd be nice. I've seen.
Never going to Paris.
You're never going to Paris.
I don't got a love to take to Paris. But, you know, it's light work. I know you do online, but that's not the point.
That's not the point. Shoot, I'm also talking to someone in real life as well.
Ooh.
Recently.
Oh, congratulations. So, proud of you.
It's going good.
Is it people in the station or?
People in the station. No, nobody in the station. My man. Bryson wakes up like,
he's like, yo, what's up?
Shoot. But yeah, guys.
Well. We have till 9. I don't think we're going to do the full 9:15 thing.
We'll let some songs play out for your people at home.
Exactly.
Possibly. Who knows?
We will after the show. We'll pick some songs and have them play.
Hey, guys.
But for right now, it's kind of just big chill. Mm-hmm.
But shoot. Bryson, you got any plans for this year, my man?
My plans, I guess come here every day and then go to school.
Come here every day, yeah.
Broadcast some football games, hopefully, potentially. Go to homecoming, all the school stuff. That's all I do this year.
That sounds awesome. I see there's a whole football schedule on that board out there. I see there's a lot of games going on.
I did not notice that.
Yeah. He wrote that yesterday. It's like over 20 games on there.
Bro, they play into November?
Yep.
Yeah.
Since when, dude? I guess Danville just freaking sucks, apparently.
Yeah, and Danville just sucks.
Mm. Yeah.
We just be dunking on singular school here.
Yeah, I mean, Giants on top.
I don't really know my plans for the year. Kind of like last year, I guess. I'm just going to let the school year ride, and whatever happens, you know?
Yeah, man. So, that's what's up. I agree with you.
Okay, real question. Do you have a date to homecoming?
Oh, that's a good question.
Spicy, are we?
No comment. My parents are listening to this broadcast.
So no comment. Oh,
that's a yes.
So that's a yes.
So I don't think I'm going to homecoming this year. I went last year to another school. I went to North Putt's homecoming with my friends, and that was torture. It was not fun. It wasn't them. It was just the environment of people. They were crazy, but they did play Fiend by Travis Scott and Playboi Carti. So that was cool.
Nice.
That's a good song, by the way.
I went to homecoming freshman year and sophomore year. They were at Brownsburg. It's pretty fun. It was out on the football field. Students got a little wild and started throwing water everywhere. And water bottles went flying and water went everywhere. So that was pretty fun. But other from that, I haven't been to homecoming in a while, actually.
It's been a year.
I forgot I have prom.
Oh, yeah, prom. Prom, yep.
How expensive?
Even go to prom last year. I kind of regret that. So I'm gonna all out. I'm going to throw it this senior year, and we're going to have a good prom.
How about you take this lady friend you're talking
That's
to
That's what
to
I'm thinking.
Prom.
I'm going to take this lady friend, you know?
Yeah, I might go to prom this year. It just all depends on my schedule because I want to do more this year, like adventure stuff. And I don't really like dances because there's so much that goes on there that I don't really like. But it's
exactly.
Okay.
My question is, how expensive are the tickets to like prom?
It's $50.
They're not too bad.
That's
not too bad.
Cheap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Compared to like a concert ticket being $300, you know.
But what gets you is the suits. You get the suits.
Oh,
and
no.
The fancy
yeah,
shoes,
exactly. And then you get the, yeah.
At my school, it's like, if you want to get somebody, like, in the school, it's like $100.
I saw my cousin.
For one ticket from our school. Then $150 for anybody who's not in that school.
$150? That's crazy.
Man, it's also because you guys are a small school. I won't lie.
Yeah, 400 people-ish. That's kind of small.
I saw, what do you call it? My cousin pull up in a limo one time. I was like, what? I wonder how much that cost.
Or is he just renting that vehicle for that fancy event?
Exactly.
That's what they do. They don't. Most kids that get limos don't own a limo.
It's crazy.
I'm going to break the bubble.
No,
there.
I mean, I know. I'm talking about like just renting it in general.
Yeah,
it's expensive.
If you have friends, it's not that bad. It's probably like 100 each. But
oh, really?
But the suits is what gets you.
Yeah, exactly.
They're expensive.
Suits and the dress. Yeah.
That's why I don't go to those kind of events.
Exactly.
They're just a money sink for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But,
my parents don't like that, but...
Have you ever been to a homecoming, Leo?
No.
No? Would you like to go one sometime?
Nah.
No? Okay.
Man, just, like, so expensive.
Okay. Well.
We'll...
So, anything you guys want to end off? We have about 2 minutes left. Anything you guys want to say?
Well, guys, I just want to say that I'm very happy to be on this show, and we're planning to just take Just Yapping this year throughout the year and just learn about the people in the studio and just basically topics about our school. And if anybody wants to hit up us with any suggestions, y'all can call into the studio. We're always available at 317-244-9234 on WBDDG Giant 90.9 FM.
I usually do that.
Okay.
But,
Yeah, guys.
But, that was, okay.
See, now Bryson doesn't know what to say because I said it for him.
Why'd you put the mic? Guys, have a good day. It's freaking Friday.
Have a wonderful Friday, guys.
Be in a good mood. Have a great day.
It's Friday.
Have work, guys, so y'all better go out there and enjoy the sun. If y'all don't have work today after school, go out there and enjoy the sun and just be amazing, you know? Just shine, guys.
Yeah, have a great day.
Don't forget, tomorrow is also the Wayne Township Fire Community Day at the Sam's Club parking lot. Enjoy.
Thank you, guys. Yes, yes, guys. Don't forget about that. Going to be all types of vendors out there from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Yes, guys.
Well, we have some songs run up here.
Thank you, guys,
for listening. Some of the people on the station are going to add some in some songs. And we do have an ad immediately for something that I'm not aware of. So, enjoy.
Have a wonderful day, guys. Thank you for listening.